edition of Small Business Matters. I'm Leanne Zaharovich, and I know there's other things that you could be doing with your time right now, but instead you're choosing to work on you and your business, so congratulations. And if you are a small business owner, you're in the right place because Small Business Matter focuses on you and what matters to your business. Today's topic is keep it in front of you. And what I'm referring to comes from an inspiration from the movie A Beautiful Mind. There's a point in the movie where Russell Crowe says, to stop having nightmares, don't pay attention to them. So in other words, if you ignore your nightmares, they'll go away. And then he said, and it's the same for your dreams. So if you want your dreams to go away, you stop paying attention to them. So this session is all about keeping your dreams in front of you so that they don't go away. Two ways to get from California to New York. One is to get in the car and head in a generally eastward direction. As you drive, you take the roads that look the most interesting or have the least amount of tolls or are more scenic. You may stop unexpectedly at places and are distracted by tourist attractions or other shiny pennies and have some pleasing moments. And then one day you look up and you realize you've made it all the way to northern Utah and you wonder where the heck you are. Kind of like when you're driving at night, you can see as far as the headlights beam of light. And as you move down the road, your vision moves with you. And when it's foggy out, you slow down because you can't see as clearly. And you know, I realize that people use this car analogy a lot, but it's because it works. And you know, I'm going to talk about this today with our business plans, about keeping our dreams, our goals in front of us, about having a direction, having a plan, so you don't meander from California to New York and end up in northern Utah. Let's talk about another way to drive from California to New York. So you pick up a map, you highlight the road you intend to take, and you point the car east. And if along the way you decide to make a pit stop, you're intentional about it. You decide how long you're going to stay, how much you're willing to spend, and what your intention is for the stop. Then you get back on the road and head back toward New York. So both ways will get you there. The first way was via northern Utah. And you can see where this is going, and some people may consider the meandering route to be more interesting. But most of us would probably just like to get to New York. And we've used this analogy of the journey to talk about business because it is so directly related. And I'm sure each of us have our own stories of roadblocks and detours and even hitchhikers they've picked up along the way. I know I've had my stories. But here's the thing. You have to decide what route you want to take. Do you want to reach New York whenever you get there? Or do you want to have a map, a reliable car, and a plan? At the time of this recording, it's the end of the year, which is a perfect time to look at the following year and what changes you want to see in your business, what your goals are, and how you're going to measure your goals and your progress. So you may look at revenue. What are your revenue goals for the year? How many customers do you have by this time next year? And then backing up from that goal, what does every month look like? So if you want to have 12 new clients in 12 months, does that mean getting one new client a month? Does that mean getting four new clients per month every 3 months? You have to really plan out what that looks like for your business. You may be opening a new location or expanding your territory. And if you're doing that, this may be the perfect year to systematize your business and have it run without you so that you can duplicate yourself while you're out scuba diving or traveling the world. The key thing to remember about effective planning is not to just get in the car, think about maybe going eastward and heading in a general direction and meandering until you find it, but rather, where do you want to be a year from now? Put that pin right in that map on the wall and then back up to where you are today and figure out how you're going to get there. I see a lot of small business owners who just, you know, kind of go day by day. They wake up and respond to customer requests or what's in their inbox and wonder why they're not being more successful in their business. So here's your assignment for this podcast, and that is to put that pin in the wall. So by December 31st of the following year, what does your business look like? How many clients do you have? How many employees do you have? What's your revenue? Do you have multiple locations? What systems do you have in place to run the business without you? And then backing up, I like to plan by month. So, you know, by month works, that's great. Otherwise, by quarter or even by the week, what are those specific activities that you need to do in order to reach that end goal where the pin is in the map? For resources on doing your planning, you can check out my website, alignedperformance.com, and look at templates and blogs. And if you want to have a coach guide you through that planning process, you can contact me through my website or email me directly at Laz, at alignedperformance, alignedperformance.com. Contact me with any questions, and I'd love to help you if I can. Good luck with your planning, and I'll talk to you next time. Thanks for tuning in to Small Business Matters.